Welcome to the Sports Medicine Podcast, brought to you by the Sidney and J.L. Huffines Institute for Sports Medicine and Human Performance in the Department of Health and Kinesiology at Texas A&M University. At the Huffines Institute, we're always working to facilitate, apply, and bring you the most up-to-date coverage of the wide world that is sports medicine and human performance, all in language you can understand and share with your friends. And now, here's our host, the director of the Huffines Institute, Dr. Tim Lightfoot.
Thank you for joining us today with our podcast. We are so happy to have you here today, here with the Huffines Institute. And we are really thrilled today to have Dr. Kathy Langlotz here with us. She's the co-owner, general manager of AeroFit Fitness Facilities here in College Station, Bryan, Texas. And like I said, we're just so glad to have her. You were just describing to me, though, what all your job duties are, Kathy.
Yeah, that's what, one of the things my partner and I laugh about all the time is my job is it depends on who doesn't come to work that day, and that's my job, or what needs to get done that day. And, you know, in 25 years at AeroFit, I've never had 2 days that are exactly alike. So it's part of what's exciting about being in the fitness industry is that it is always changing, and again, every year something happens that has never happened before. So that's exciting to be in that kind of an industry.
Well, and people think fitness facilities are like full of glamour all the time.
Right? Some are full of glamour. I would hesitate about the all of the time part of that because whirlpools, you know, break down and locker rooms need cleaning and lots of non-glamorous but very essential things happen to pull it all together.
Yeah. One of the reasons we wanted to have you on today to chat is that there's so many people that are in our listening audience and may be thinking about going out to a fitness facility to join, to start to work out. Not every fitness facility is made the same.
Absolutely.
What would you tell people to look for if they're going out to look for, at a fitness facility?
Well, you know, I had a little bit of a head start on getting ready for this conversation, and as I thought about the variety of things that I put in an operational kind of a cut and dry list of things that people could consider and should consider, you know, the most important thing is you want to end up someplace where you will keep going back. Mm. You know, one of the things that's frustrating is we see people join every January because they've made a New Year's resolution, and by spring break, we've lost them. Mm. And so...
Doesn't do a very good job if they don't come back.
Exactly. We fail in our mission, and any health club worth its salt fails in their mission if you don't come. And so the important thing is looking... The most important thing is looking for an environment where you feel comfortable. You should feel welcome as soon as you walk in the door. If you're able to try the membership out for a day or two or a week, or maybe you buy a month to give it a try, which I encourage, every time you leave, you ought to feel like the people want you to come back, if they can't wait to see you again, because they have a understanding of the importance that a health club serves in your life. I mean, if you think about other professional services in your life or businesses even that you interact with, you know, I don't know about you. I see my doctor maybe once a year. I see my dentist twice a year, my hairstylist once a month. I go to the grocery store, a vital part of my life, maybe once a week, once every 10 days. My lawyer, I don't even know if I have a lawyer because I don't see him or her ever. But your health club, the staff at a health club looks forward to seeing you 3-4 times a week. It's got to be a place where you're comfortable and that you look forward to going back to, because it should be a big part of the balance in your life.
So you tell people if they don't feel comfortable, then that's not the place for them.
That's a red flag. Right. That's absolutely a red flag.
Now, would you tell them not to go back to any fitness facility after that? Or just...
No, I would say, you know, my criteria of selecting a club is first you have to know what you want. Hmm. There's something going on in your life that has prompted you to think, gosh, I should join a club. Either I have a friend that talks well of their club, or I've been dared to run my first 5K, or my doctor's told me I've got heart issues or diabetes issues or cholesterol issues that need attention. There's something that has prompted me to consider. And so you have to know what those are for you. And if it's not just you, it's for your family, then you need to all sit down and make out that list. I encourage you to actually write it down. Here's what we are looking for, a swim program for our daughter and a tennis program for our son, or I want to learn how to salsa dance, or my buddy's real excited about a twist transformation program, or maybe I want Tai Chi. What club has Tai Chi? And so know what you want is the most important thing. And I want to give everybody two online resources that are a must. One is www.bbb.org, the Better Business Bureau's online resource. You can get a report and a report card, a complaint history of not just health clubs, of any business in any community, and that's their national website.
And there seems to be an issue sometimes with health clubs with sometimes being kind of shady.
You know, there are. Our industry has gone through a period of the 80s and 90s where the public as a whole felt like the health club industry wanted you to join but didn't want you to come. They just wanted your money. You know, and that's just, our mission at AeroFit is failed if you don't come. So that's certainly not our philosophy. And even if it were, if you don't come and just give me your money, eventually you stop giving me money.
Right.
So even from a business model, it doesn't make sense to me. And certainly you do not want to go to a club that gives, you know, low prices and doesn't really give you a sense that they want you to come back. That, again, that's a red flag.
We'll get back to your other resource in a little bit. What would be the advantage of someone coming to a fitness facility to work out as opposed to working out at home? I've got this wonderful treadmill that I got for Christmas, and it's been sitting there with clothes hangers on it, and now I've decided to clean off.
Yeah.
I can just work out there for free as opposed to absolutely going to the facility.
And that is a really great question, and you've described a scenario that we hear over and over and over again. I would say if you are able to successfully work out at home and feel fulfilled and happy and injury-free and know what your goals are and you're achieving them, then you have found a formula that works for you and that there's nothing wrong with that. We, again, our goal is we need to motivate people to be active. It doesn't matter to us what facility they choose or whether they choose no facility at all. There are lots of active organizations that are training for marathons and triathlons or just cycling together that don't have any affiliation with the health club, and those are phenomenal groups to get in. And one of the things that's really important, I think whether you're at a club or not at a club, if you can find, you know, at AeroFit we call them tribes. If we can have a member be accepted into a tribe, whether it's a group exercise class, the noon basketball guys, well, no, there's a woman down there now too. So the group, the noon basketball group, the twist transformation, your personal trainer, come with your spouse. If you can come with someone or get hooked into a group, your exercise adherence is far, far higher than if you try to do it on your own.
You just want to find a tribe that's not going to kick you out, right?
Exactly.
Or vote you off.
And that's a tribe that's accepting to receiving new members. Mm-hmm. It's very common to have a group of, say, people that play racquetball on Monday nights, and we're full, thank you. We don't need. And while that's okay for some groups, that's what keeps them there. If that's the group you want in and you can't get in, then you need to keep looking.
Well, I know from my own perspective, I used to play noontime basketball, and I used to go to play basketball just to interact with the people that were there.
Absolutely.
And the exercise kind of became secondary, which I guess is the right way we want to look at it.
I think it is. I think it absolutely is. And if the social part of physical fitness is huge, not to get off on the sidetrack, but at AeroFit we have a potluck every month for our senior citizens. And, you know, we sit and chat, and when the eating is done, they sit and chat and talk about you know, whatever's going on in their life. They go to lunch together other days, and connecting socially is a huge part of that success formula, even in a health club environment, which is why we try so hard to be intentional about and creating little groups where people can feel comfortable fitting in. And so my opening statement, which was, you've got to find a place that makes you feel like they want you to come back, that extends beyond just the staff that get paid to make you feel that way. The members and guests that you create a little family with, a social group with, is a huge variable in successful.
Well, you just mentioned something that's interesting. So many times fitness facilities have this image of being young, musclehead places where there's only young people there. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you have older members as well. So just because someone is older doesn't mean that they can't benefit from going to a fitness facility.
Absolutely not. In fact, that should be on your list. I sit down and make a list. If you are a senior or if part of your family is a senior, then maybe one of the things on your list is to seek out clubs that have programs specifically for in events like our potluck. And we have, you know, water aerobics classes are very agreeable to that. We have affiliated with a program called Silver Sneakers, which is a nationwide program that could be easily sought out. It's a design with teachers that are certified in working with senior citizens and working on their specific goals and needs that are different than yours and mine.
Hmm. So just because someone gets older doesn't mean they have to stop being active.
No, right? In fact, they need to keep being active. If you want to stay young, you're just going to stay active.
What you mentioned a while ago, personal trainers. And many people get connected to a personal trainer, and that's another reason that they come to work out, because they know someone's going to be waiting for them.
Right, that accountability.
What would you tell people to look for if they start looking for a personal trainer?
Well, I think that that's a very personal decision. And my recommendation would be to go to the websites. And then the other resource that I wanted to mention was www.healthclubs.com. And it knows, you know, in this world, if as soon as you log in, it knows where you are, and it will show you health clubs in your area. Oh, a map will pop up showing you health clubs in your area. You can click on each of them and get to their website and see what features they have, what their hours of operation are, whatever they've got on their website. Almost every health club does have a personal training program, and you should be able to look at their qualifications. Again, we're talking about seniors. If you're a senior and you're looking for someone that specializes in working with arthritis or whatever your conditions are,
that would seem to be important.
That would, you could seek that out as a specific feature of a club. But, you know, also with selecting a trainer, that's got to be good chemistry. You can't just pick the trainer that has the credentials that seem to fit with your need. You've got to like this person, and they have got to be able to interact with you in a way that allows you to understand what reasonable goals are, set and achieve reasonable goals, working you in a safe way towards those goals, and is going to hold you accountable in a way that motivates you. In other words, you don't want to get up or get off work and go, gosh, I have to go see Kathy. You know, she's a slave driver. It's want to be, has to be someone you look forward to going to see, because they're going to make you feel good about where you are, and you know that that day you're going to be a little bit closer to where you want to be. And that, a lot of that is just personal chemistry. Right. And it's fair to interview your personal trainer before you hire them.
And to some extent, what you're describing is contrary to what you see in the popular media now. I'm not going to name any shows, but there are some personal trainers on TV now that are almost abusive to the people they work with, and makes me cringe when I happen to see them.
Yeah.
That's not the appropriate person to look for.
Not for you. And for some people it is, that are wanting that cutting edge, push me to my limit. That's how I want to get better, is to feel what it's like to be right at the edge, or maybe even go over the edge. That's a part of the population that I think has a valid place, But I don't think that's most of us. Most of us want to feel good. Most of us want to not hurt when we get up out of bed or creep around until we can, you know, get our joints loosened up. We want to feel good when we get up. We want to feel good all day long. And at the end of the day and all weekend long, I want to have energy to do the things that feed my life, that help. Again, I talk about balance. I think that fitness is a part of a balanced life. It's not everything, but it's a component that allows the rest of your life to be more energetic, to be more creative, to be more enjoyable.
But wouldn't it help me? I'm going to come back to this personal trainer thing.
Okay.
I got to lose 100 pounds. Wouldn't it help me to have someone who was like really holding my feet to the fire every day and really pushing me past my limits in that case?
Well, you know, pushing you past your limits, absolutely not. I would never, that's like saying, I need 110% from you today, Tim. Well, Tim only has 100%. Tim doesn't have access to that other 10%.
Many days only 85%.
And many days only 85%. But you're absolutely right. But if you're asking consistently for people to give more than what they have, they're going to burn out, they're going to get injured, and maybe they'll lose 100 pounds in a healthy way, maybe not. But, you know, weight loss and weight management is a tricky subject. And many, many people come to us for that. And unfortunately, they come in January wanting to lose 100 pounds by their spring break or by their wedding in May or, you know, just a few weeks before the family reunion. And, you know, our message to them is you didn't become overweight in 6 months. You're not going to become healthy in 6 months either. So if you can give us, when was the last time you were at a weight you were happy? 5 years ago? Give us 5 years. It won't take us that long,
right. But
it needs to be a slow, progressive, healthful environment. And some people have a mentality of they want to be wild and crazy and be pushed to the edge and, you know, roll tractor tires around. And, you know, those people are very motivated, very fit, very ambitious, and that's appropriate for them.
But you just said they're already fit. Most cases, the people that want to lose the weight aren't fit already.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's often true. That's often true. And, you know, getting back to my opening premises, you've got to end up somewhere where you will go back. And my guess is that most people that encounter that push me to the edge type of, you know, programming and protocol won't go back.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Let me shift gears just a little bit. So many people nowadays seem to be so busy, they don't have time. That's where some facilities have specialized in the 30-minute workout,
right,
and they've been popular for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone comes to you and says, you know, Kathy, I don't have a lot of time to work out, what are you going to direct them to? What kind of exercises or machines would they get the most benefit out of?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about personal training, and I think if someone truly is on a tight time budget, then working with a trainer is the safest and fastest way to achieve whatever your goals are, because they've done all the homework. They prepare the workout for you. They set the time with you. And there's that accountability of I have to show up because, you know, somebody's waiting for me and I'm paying them. I mean, there's an incentive. Once you've forked out some extra financial investment, and truly it's an investment in yourself, though. It's not an investment. You know, if you don't do it, it's an investment in someone beside you. But if you show up, it is one of the best investments, return on investments you'll get.
If you don't do it, it's an investment in the medical community.
Exactly. Good point.
So, you know, so many people, like I said, are, because of a lot of reasons, maybe afraid to come into the gym. They've never been there before. They're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They think you've got to look good in spandex to be able to work out. So what would you tell somebody? Maybe what are your top three rules of gym etiquette? What should somebody think about when they come in the doors the first time?
Well, first, I really appreciate your comment that people are reluctant to come in the door. In fact, research has proven that people feel intimidated. They feel like I have to get in shape before I can ever go. which is just the mindset of lots and lots of people. And so, you know, etiquette, you know, we're talking about how to find a health club that is right for you. And, you know, and part of that kind of plays into the answer to that question is you want to go visit the club. Every club that's on your short list of places that might, that seem on their website to have the things I need, go to them, have a tour, a membership. A consultant is what we call the people that show people that are thinking about joining around. And this is your time to interview that person and say, and ask them, can I try the club for a while? Most online resources have a free printable or some way to get a free trial membership or a guest pass at least. Come and try it, and come at on days and times that are likely going to be the days and times you'll be using the facility, so you can get a sense of the population that is in the club at the time you're going to be in the club. I can tell you our 5 o'clock Monday crowd is way different than a 10 a.m. Monday crowd. And so you want to see, maybe if you go have a tour at 5:30 and you're a 10 o'clock, part of the 10 o'clock population, then your perception is it's like this all the time.
So
and
the facility
I don't like
can
this.
Have different personalities.
Absolutely.
That time of day.
And nearly every club does. A noon crowd of business people that are in a hurry, a morning crowd of mid-morning. For us, it's seniors and moms and dads that are stay-at-home parents. And then the after-work crowd where it's just bustling and exciting and a lot of energy going around. So I would say go on your tour at the time that you're probably going to work out. And, you know, I feel strongly that it's your chance to interview the club, interview that membership consultant. You're going to hire them possibly. Mm-hmm. And the question I like to tell people, whether you're a staff person or if you're working out, trying out the club, talk to members and ask them, how long have you been here? How long have you been with AeroFit? And if people are saying, oh, I've been here 10 years. Oh, I've been here 5 years. Oh, I'm a founding member. I've been here for 26 years. You know, then that club is doing something right to have people continue to come back for that many years. Right. And so I would seek that out, and I would not be afraid to ask, gosh, if I have a problem, who do I go to? Mm-hmm. And ask members, have you ever had a problem? Who did you go to? How did they handle it? And so, I mean, it's just like a job interview. You shouldn't be afraid to ask those kinds of questions so that you know what the procedures are and that people are happy or not happy.
Right. It's always struck me that, I think, come back to what you just said, that people have such low expectations for the money they spend in fitness facilities sometimes. They're willing to sign up for a membership, and then they'll try it for 3 weeks, and they'll mm-hmm. never come back.
Exactly.
And that's just money that they have thrown away. And so I think that you've given them some really good tips about here are the ways to find out that you're going to the right place, so you will get benefit out of it.
Absolutely. That's, like I say, every health club worth its salt wants to know what your goals are, correct them if they're not reasonable, and help you achieve them, be an active part of helping you achieve them.
Yeah. One last question here, and we'll start to wrap up. It seems like there are fitness fads in the fitness industry.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Come and go. Spinning was one for a while. There are a variety of
spinning
others
now. Is still hot. Oh, don't take that one off the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take spinning off the list. It was hot in 1954 and it went away too.
Yeah.
And it came back.
Yeah.
So what are the latest trends in like group exercise? What are the things that you see coming down the pike that people should get excited about?
Yeah.
Things that are different and fun.
I can tell you what's happening at AeroFit. We've got probably three things happening that are new in the last year, a year and a half, and that are just, you can't touch them. They're so hot. Mm. One of them is our group exercise program is on fire with Zumba.
Mm.
It's a Latin music, free flowing, and in fact, they almost don't want to put it on the group exercise schedule. They want to create a separate schedule that says you're invited to the party.
Oh, wow.
And it is just, we can't.
Kind of like this podcast. You're invited to
exactly.
the party.
Exactly. You're invited to the party. And we can't have enough classes on the schedule. Our rooms are not big enough. And we have a set of phenomenally dynamic instructors that just, it's their passion to teach this class format. And that's happening everywhere. That's not just at AeroFit. That's everywhere Zumba is booming. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, when we talk about personal training, we've got a new program called Twist Transformation, which is group personal training. It is really designed for all fitness levels to be able to participate in a level that's, you might be in a class with 10 other people, but if you have a bad knee, then you're going to be doing things that are different than somebody that's completely healthy. But the latest trends over the last few years are emphasizing core strength and stability, balance, and how that enhances, all kinds of things. That's a whole nother podcast, I think, is core strengthening.
Kathy's just invited herself back for another.
Sign me up. Yeah. Sign me up. Actually, for that one, I'll get my Twist Transformation Specialist to come talk to you about that, because they have overflowing with passion about that. And then a latest thing, one of the big cultural phenomena in our country is reality TV shows. One of them is Dancing with the Stars, and we've got a program at AeroFit that will teach you how to salsa dance.
Interesting.
And so from a beginner, intermediate, advanced, and that just started last month, and we are excited to have salsa at AeroFit. And it's an instructional program. It's not an exercise class, but I bet by the end of class you've gotten a pretty good workout.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
wow.
That's fun.
Super. Well, so the two websites, www.bbb.org,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was
www.healthclubs. It's all one word, healthclubs.com.
.com. Fabulous. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure we'll be seeing more of you or hearing more from you.
I hope so.
A little bit later on. And I want to thank all of you out there in podcast land for listening today and tuning us in. As always, you can check back next week. You never know what guests we're going to have here from the world of sports medicine as we try to bring you all the different variety that there is in sports medicine. I'd like to thank our producer, Justin Dobson, who's been sitting over here. Unfortunately, he doesn't get to say much because we haven't given him a microphone yet. And we just hope that in the intervening week that you'll all be active and be well. Thank you for listening.
The Sports Medicine Podcast is produced by Justin Dobson and licensed by the Huffines Institute at Texas A&M under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. You can share it as much as you want, and you can talk or blog about it all you want. Just don't change it or charge money for it. This podcast is made possible by support from the Omar Smith family and the Sydney and J.L. Huffines family. Our music was composed, performed, and graciously provided by Dave Zeltner Productions, your source for quality music and music production since 1992. Find them at www.davidzeltner.com. Our opening and closing credits were provided by John Miles Productions at johnmilesproductions.com. If you have questions or comments, please send them to huffinespodcast@hlkn.tamu.edu. From all of us at the Huffines Institute, we hope you have an active and healthy week.